Internet Marketing Podcast with Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, and Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker in internet marketing. How are you doing today, Ryan?
Oh, I'm doing fantastic. Thank you very much.
Great. Last time we talked about, we kind of gave an overview, I think it was 10 steps to internet marketing.
10 steps to getting more traffic and converting more clicks to cash.
Yeah, and it's been amazing. I've taken a few of those tips that you gave us and implemented on a couple of my sites, and it makes a big, big difference. So we're going to start today. We're going to get into
how to find profitable niche markets for any product or service.
Right. And I think that's one of the keys, one of the cliches that we often talk about is people who spend thousands and thousands of dollars on a website and they don't do the basic research, and there's nobody really interested in what they have to say. There's nobody interested in what they're trying to sell. And so, of course, they're beating their head against a wall rather than what we think the easy way to do it is
Finding a niche market. Exactly. So, I mean, a lot of people these days are actually, they go online, and if you're the first to get on the internet, sure, go target your topic. Whatever business you're in, that is the topic. Yeah. When we talk about niche marketing, it's a much different thing. So a lot of people, they get in there and they say, okay, I do business on weight loss, and my business is weight loss. I teach people how to lose weight. So basically, they're targeting the highest search for keywords. You do some basic keyword research and some of the tools that are being promoted out there, and you're just doing the research, and you're looking at like how many searches a month are these words being searched for. And the highest searched for words, well, that should be the market you're going after because that's the biggest market. And a lot of people look at these smaller words that don't get searched for near as much, and they exclude them because they're not worth going after.
Right.
Now, you can use that to your advantage. Now, what happens is you're going to want to know niche marketing is a little bit different. Niche marketing is to find an area or a group of, or sorry, niche marketing is to find a problem that people are searching for on the internet and finding a large amount of demand for that problem. Okay.
Right.
So before we start, what I want to do today is I want to go through the process of how to find a niche market, because niche markets have less competition and they're easier to rank for. And the beauty of it is that they're a lot more focused for traffic. A lot more focused on what they're looking for. So if you can set up your website so that you're focused on a niche, that means that somebody was looking for a problem and you supplied information that solves that problem.
Right.
Okay, so we're talking about problem marketing versus topic marketing. Okay, the topic may be weight loss, but maybe people are looking on how to lose weight loss with green tea.
Right.
Yes, there's about 100,000 other solutions to weight loss, but which one are they looking for? Which problem are they looking for?
So yeah, I think that's a real key, because people will say, I want to be in the weight loss business, the fitness industry, or something like that, and there are hundreds of millions of sites when people put in those broad key phrases.
Mm-hmm.
And searchers, the surfers of the internet, are also getting more intelligent. They know if they put in golf, they're going to get a million irrelevant results.
Yeah.
So how to fix my golf slice, how to putt,
right?
You know, learn to ski. They are learn to downhill mogul, or what, you know, they are becoming more and more specific on what they want. And statistically speaking, if someone searches on a three or four term phrase, they are 50% more likely to buy than somebody that searches on a single phrase.
Exactly.
So do you want to have phrases that you're optimized for and you're focused on that are hot and going to bring you buyers? Or do you want to have really broad phrases that bring you people that just want to look at your site and not buy?
Yeah. So let's talk about a few things there. First of all, I want to talk to you about what people do before. So what you'll need to understand before doing the market research, because I want to go through the process of actually doing the market research with you today so you'll have a good idea of what to do.
Okay.
Now, before we go and show you how to do that, you have to understand some things. And one of the things you just mentioned is people do not search the internet to buy things. Okay. If they want to buy something and they're ready to buy a particular product, they know what it is, and they go to a trusted source on the net. So I'm sure you're thinking that too. Yeah. eBay, Amazon.com, trusted catalog sites where people go to buy things. Okay.
That's what I did the other day. I just bought a DVD.
Yeah.
And I couldn't get it at my local Blockbusters.
Yeah.
They had one copy and it was out and the guy kept it, so then never came back and they didn't replace it. Oh, darn, right?
So you went to eBay?
I went straight to eBay. I didn't go anywhere else.
Yeah.
And I bid on it, and I got it for probably a quarter of what I would have paid for Blockbusters.
So my point here is that people, they go on the internet to find information first.
Yeah.
before they're ready to buy things. The majority of people, even yourselves, I know the people that are listening right now, you think, what do I look for when I look on the internet? And you're looking for information to a problem.
That's right.
Almost 90% of the time. And so when people do searches, they actually, sometimes they'll start out a little bit broad, and they'll start searching for the topic keyword. And if you're looking to figure out how to lose weight with green tea or what the process is, then you might type in weight loss. And then when you didn't find anything related to green tea, then you're going to get a little more specific.
That's
and say,
right.
Okay, how do I lose weight with green tea?
Yeah.
Okay, so that becomes more specific. So people generally start out with a broad term, but the broad terms are so competitive. There's millions of sites there, but the top sites are very broad. They're based on one single term. It's not exactly what you're looking for, so you get a little more specific.
That's
for example,
right.
If you typed in golf, but you were looking for the benefits of using a tailor-made R7 driver, right? What are the benefits of using a tailor-made R7 driver? How can I, you know, swing better? Is it going to help me get a longer swing? There's all these different things that the tailor-made R7 might be the solution for, but people look for the information that gets them to buy that. So we want to do our research first so we feel that we've got enough information to make a buying decision. And we're not stupid people. We don't just buy because someone tells us this is the hottest new thing. We want to know a lot about it. We want to be educated about it. We want to trust the people we're talking to. We want to know that other people have purchased it and that they are confident with it. There's lots of things we're doing. We're not stupid buyers anymore. This isn't all about selling snake oil. We want to make sure that people understand what they're looking for.
That's right.
So with those two important points considered, let's talk about how what you want to do before when you start to do your market research. Now, first of all, I want to talk to you about you want to start looking for things like keyword-based or problem-based keyword phrases. So you want to look for phrases that people use that are problem-based, where your product or service is the solution. I was talking to someone the other day, and they're hypnotists, okay? And this is pretty interesting because they have a website that's all about hypnotism and NLP and all kinds of other things. When I look at the website, it's like it doesn't really solve any problems. It's more of somebody that knows the solution and searched for the solution. So those keywords, like a hypnotist, but harder to rank for. But there's lots of, why would somebody go to a hypnotist? That's what I started talking about. They go to a hypnotist to help them lose weight. They go to a hypnotist to help them stop smoking. They go to a hypnotist to change a habit, to change something in their mind keeps making them do over and over.
Right.
So there's probably, you know, I can think right off the top, man, probably 5 or 6 or 10 or 15 different problems that the solution is the hypnotist. So instead of trying to rank your site for what you do, start getting your site, you want to start doing research around the problems that people are typing in.
Yeah.
So how do I learn to quit smoking? Or how do I quit smoking? Is there a way to quit smoking? What's the easiest way to quit smoking? Is there any other ways to quit smoking? What are people using to quit smoking? What's the most effective way to quit smoking?
Right.
Shall I go on? There's probably about 1,000 or 2,000 different keyword phrases around how to quit smoking. Now, if you can find a niche, which is a large group of keyword phrases that are in demand, which means a lot of searches for different ways, same phrase, okay, but they're not finding the results that they're looking for, then you've got a niche market.
That's right.
So what I want to do today is I want to show you how to do that. So in order to do that, I need to talk to you a little bit about what the supply and demand matrix. First of all, if you consider your website, you know, three legs of a stool, like building the foundation of a good business, if you were to put it on three legs, if you remove one of those legs, that stool is going to fall over, which means your foundation crumbles.
That's right.
Now, you want to make sure you got a good foundation. So you want to start out by working in an area that there's a lot of demand. Now, demand is the amount of searches done on a specific issue, problem, or information that's wanted. So how many different ways are people asking for information about the same problem? And are there a high number of searches that are asking for that problem in multiple different ways? That is the demand that you should be looking for when doing keyword research. So before you even figure out which tool to use, you want to make sure that you are focused on finding the right keyword phrases, which is a large group of keyword phrases that are problem-based, like how-to, information on, you know, information type or problem-based phrases. So there's going to be a lot of phrases and a high number of searches for those phrases.
So what you don't want to do then is sit down. Well, I think a process would be to sit in the corner, write everything you could think of down, right? But then stop. Look at your competitor sites. What sort of words are they using?
Yeah.
And then talk to your friends or your coworkers or your customers and say, you know, if you wanted to find me on the internet, like, what would you search for?
Yeah.
Or how would you word the problem? And they may come up with a whole pile of words.
I think it's more important not to just do all the brainstorming, because we're going to show you a really cool tool that does a lot of that for you, that kind of takes a lot of that out. But understanding, first of all, making a list, like you say, write down all the lists of problems that your product or service is a solution to.
Yeah.
Start from the problem the end of the page of your sales copy is going to be the solution. So the top's got to be the problem. So before we can learn how to write that page and get it to rank on the search engines and get traffic to that site, we want to find a niche where there's a lot of problems and very little competition. So when we talk about the supply and demand matrix, first was demand. Now I'm going to talk about supply. The supply is the number of websites who are competing for this niche market. So what you need to ask yourself when doing your research is how many sites are focused and going after the group of key phrases that make up my niche problem or need. Now, if this is low, then you have a niche market.
Yeah.
So in other words, there's lots of problems. If you're looking, if you do, like, I'll go back to the example of
The hypnotist,
right? There's a problem of quitting smoking. There's a problem of how do you lose weight. There's a problem of how do I change my mindset so that I'm successful. There's lots of different problems. So by researching these different problem areas and finding the niches within them, okay, there's lots of different niches within them, you'll know which niche to target your copy for. Okay, so you want to work in reverse. We don't worry about the product until the end. The product is the solution.
That's right.
Now, the third step of your supply and demand matrix is credibility. That's the third leg. And so I feel it's the most important leg to your foundation that you must be building on. If you can find a niche that has a large demand and very little people are supplying results to that demand, the only other question you need to ask yourself is, my reader going to buy from me based on my credibility? Do people think that when they read my copy or my website, do I have enough credibility to be talking about this?
Yeah.
Or can I prove that there's enough credibility in the solution? Okay, so something you have to look at. So demand, supply, and credibility before you even get started.
Okay, so how do you do this market research on your niche?
Yeah, exactly. That's what I want to get into right now, is how to do the actual market research so that you can find your niche. Okay, so the first thing you want to do, the thing that I do, is I use a product called WordTracker.com. Now, I try to avoid using WordTracker in my very early years of internet marketing because it costs money. And when things cost money, we try and find free ways to do it. And the internet has lots of free things.
That's right.
I learned a valuable lesson from this after many, many years of trying to skimp, you know, and now when I pay for WordTracker is the best tool for this.
It is.
Because it not only tells me how many searches are in demand, like what the demand is, but it can show me the competition, how many people are competing for my niche keywords, so I know which areas I need to get into. Okay, so first thing you want to do is not worry about saving money, because sometimes in this case, saving money is going to cost you a fortune, and it cost me some money in the beginning because I didn't know where the niche opportunities were. And when you look at the word niche, that's the list of keywords, the opportunity comes from how many sites are competing for those words. How many sites are actually focusing the content of their websites on the niche keywords where people are looking and not finding any results. So I want to find that out. I want to find very low competition. So what we do, step number one, you can write this down. Step number one, get online with WordTracker.com.
Yeah.
Okay, there's affiliate programs for that, whatever, it doesn't matter. Just go to WordTracker.com and pay to get in, okay? That's probably the most important step. Don't be cheap. It will make a big difference.
Well, the thing, too, is you can buy it for a day, you can buy it for a week, you can buy it for a year, right?
Yeah. It's a lot less expensive to buy it for a year when you break it down. I mean, that's I bought it for a year once I did the math on it. It costs a little bit of money, but with the amount of marketing that I do, I mean, it's real important. But I would suggest doing it for at least a month. Because you're
going
to come back to it a lot.
If you haven't used WordTracker before, it's going to take you some time to really make it sing. You know,
I'm going to show you a step-by-step process that if you follow it, it will sing and it will work. But you're right. You want to find out a few of the details, and you're going to read it and work with that.
Well, and I'm going to put a shameless plug in here. I mean, Ryan's an expert on WordTracker, and if you go to galaxyinteractive.net, there's a little form there. We'll give you a free consultation, and after that, if you want, you can talk to Ryan. He can step you through how to really use WordTracker to its most effective.
Yeah. So, obviously, what Scott was just mentioning, we do walk people through this because it's always nice to have somebody say, oh, what if I do this, or what should I do here? There's lots of questions that arise, and it's always nice to have a coach to help you along the way. So that's part of the consulting that we offer. So you can always go to galaxyinteractive.net at any time and fill that out, and we'll call you. We'll talk to you one-on-one and help you decide what is the best step to take your website to that next level. So the next thing you want to do, first of all, get on WordTracker.com. Step number two, click on this button called Keyword Universe. So write down keyword universe. You'll have to find that. Step number three, look at the bottom left-hand corner in keyword universe and make sure you're using a thing called compressed database. This is a problem that most people make mistakes on. I've taught people and they still make the mistake. Compressed database will give you the most variables. So if you type in a keyword phrase, it'll give you multiple variations in different orders, okay? And it's the best one to use. So just you take my word for it and use compressed database. It's going to give you the most variables so that you get a large list of keyword phrases. Now, step number four, you want to type problem-based words into the popularity search box on the right-hand side. Look for links above words. After you've done it, you'll see a list of words that will come up below it. You want to look for a link called click here to add these words to cart. So you want to keep adding those to your cart so that I can take it through to step four later, which is to go through and do a competition search.
So this is what you're doing here is you're collecting data. You're going to be looking for all the different types of ways people might be searching. You're going to use Word Tracker to help you give all the different variations, because we have no idea what someone in Australia or the UK would be searching on to find out how to stop smoking, right?
Yeah.
And once you've done that, you need to collect that information, and which is the shopping cart in Word Tracker.
Yeah, so you put it in the shopping cart so that you can take it to the next step in a minute. Now, putting things into this popularity search, okay, there's a system to it. People just type in lose weight. It's going to be very broad. You know, it's going to be hard to find a niche. What we generally do is we put in, this is the formula, you put in a problem word, which is how, information, tips, anything to do with, you know, a problem statement, a problem or a need, okay? Yeah. So you use a problem plus you use an action. In this case, we'll use lose weight. So the problem is how, the action is lose weight, and the topic is green tea. So you get all the variables of those words. So all we've typed in there is how, lose weight, green tea. Don't worry about the ifs, ands, and buts. Now, this thing is going to move those words around in multiple different variations with just those words, and any other words that stem from them is going to add to it and create a very large list of problem-based statements that include the word how, the word lose weight, and the word green tea. So then you're going to want to use the next part of that variable is to move those things around. Like, use another problem word, which is information. So instead of how, information. It means the same thing. They're looking for the same thing, which is information, but it's a different way of saying it. So you'll find all the words that contain information. So the next one, instead of using the word lose weight, you're going to use weight loss. And then the topic being green tea, you can use that one again. So you're going to get multiple different variations. So you want to keep typing in that formula. So you've got your action or your problem, plus your action, plus the topic. Those three types into the popularity search and build a very large list and keep adding them to cart and digging down.
So doing this, you should be able to see how you could end up with hundreds, if not thousands, of key phrases that are probably going to be, you're going to own. You'll be number one on those. So you can be number one on like 100 key phrases, then they're getting, you know, 10 searches a day sort of thing. That's a pretty nice bit of traffic that you could be getting.
Exactly. So the next step you want to do with those words is to click on the bottom, right below where you've added them to cart to the right. You'll see a button that says click here to go to step three. So you click on that, and then you want to click on the competition search. So there's three choices. You want to click on competition search, and then you're going to see a bunch of search engines checked off. You want to check off Google, because that's the most important search engine to do research on and
exactly
find out where
right.
your competition is. And then click submit. And then what's going to happen is it's going to provide you with a long list of keyword phrases according to popularity, and it's going to show you how many sites are competing, how many searches per 24 hours, and what your chances are of ranking for those keywords. Now, at this point, we're not caring about the ranking or the competition. What we were looking for is a niche. The niche is a large group of keyword phrases that mean the same thing. You're going to have a list that doesn't necessarily have words that are all the same meanings. Right.
So you have to go through your list and pull out all the stuff that's the chaff, right? You just want the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
So you go through, pull out everything that's irrelevant, and then you see what you've got left.
Yeah. So what I normally do is I'll take that information, I'll paste it into an Excel spreadsheet.
Yeah.
And then we basically read through all the keyword phrases that have come up there, and we color code them. So I will just highlight ones that mean the same as other ones. So if it's how do I lose weight with green tea, I'm going to type in all of those. Anything that's not relevant, completely not relevant, I delete. Anything that's asking a slight or a different problem, so it's asking for a different problem altogether, like how do I prevent cancer with green tea, that's a separate niche. So if those words came up, then I wouldn't be highlighting those with the same color. So you want to highlight them all the same color, then you move them all over to the next step, and you bring all the color-coded ones together, what I call clusters, and then you choose which one you want to build on. So then you put that into sheet 3, and that becomes your cluster. You go back into Word Tracker, keep researching, coming up with many different variations, but very specifically towards the problem niche that you have selected. So you want to build that up, okay? So after you've done that, you want to find out if that niche is viable. So let's say you've decided, okay, I've got like 100 or 200, 300, 400 different keyword phrases, all different phrases, but they all mean the exact same thing. They were looking for something, okay? So if I can create a large list of keyword phrases that all mean the same thing, now I want to go in and I want to find out which, by looking at their research, I can see which are the most popular words, ones that are getting searched for the most. I'm going to start doing some research to find out if that market's viable. We want to make sure, we want to find out if the product is going to make you any money. So you want to start taking a look at your competition. So what I normally do is I type in the keyword into Google. I look at the sponsored listings on the right. These are people that are buying those keywords. And I want to find out. I look at their sites and I say, does the headline relate to this niche that they've got in there? So whatever their site is, does their headline relate to the niche? So if the niche is how do I lose weight with green tea, does that headline relate with that? How easy is it for you to compete in that market? Because at this point, you know that all those keyword phrases, they're looking for a specific solution. So if you're your competitors aren't focused on the specific solution, that's a bonus for you. Now, you want to also find out if there's anything they're doing that you're not. You want to take a look at the price that they're selling things for, and you also want to take a look at what they're paying per click for keywords. When some people buy traffic from the search engines, we want to take a look and see how much they're willing to pay for some of these hot keywords, so you can see whether, you know, whether it's viable or not, because you know what your costs are. Is or if you have a product or a service or whatever, you're going to know what your costs are, so you're going to see whether it's viable that way.
There's another aspect to this too that I thought was really interesting the first time I heard it, and that, let's say you've got the top people are paying 50 cents a click, mm-hmm. and you're doing your research. It's taking you, it may take you a little while. You've been in, you know, you've been around, you've been looking at it, and you notice the same people are still up there a few months later. And you know, there's a lot of people searching on these terms. Mm-hmm. And you think, wow, they must be making quite a bit of money to be able to afford 50 cents a click.
Yeah.
You know, if the people at the top are paying 5 cents a click and there's four of them, you know, that may be an indication the market is not that good, or it could be just that it was missed, right? I mean, you have to check it out. But if there's a bunch of people willing to pay 50 cents a click, and there's, you know, 10 or 20 people that are, you know, using the sponsored the Google AdWords, then it may be an indication of a very viable market.
Mm-hmm. So basically, at this point, you found out that you've got a large list of keywords here. You also want to take a look at your competition. So you want to find out, you know, what they're willing to pay for that traffic. You know, see if their headlines are focused on the actual niche itself. You want to find out if they're doing anything that they're doing anything that you're not. So you look at your competition and you see what they're doing. In most cases, a really, really good niche has no competition. So there's nobody really focusing on it. And when people do a search for that keyword exactly, they're not finding exactly that result. So a good way to do this, put quotes on your keyword when you search in Google, and this will show you if anybody's actually writing the keyword phrases the way people are looking. And if there's no results when you put quote, that's pretty good indication that
that's right,
that you're going to do well, because there's a lot of people that have a problem or have a need for something and there's no results. And that actually is able to find if you do the process like I mentioned, by doing the searches in Word Tracker, moving it over to Excel, and then doing this clustering process. So then once you've looked at your competition, because oftentimes there is competition, there is even sometimes you'll find there's no results in Google, but people are still buying the words. So you want to go to Overture.com and find out what they're paying in Overture, which is actually Yahoo. So, but going to Overture.com, typing in a search for the keyword phrase, the niche keyword phrase, you'll be able to see the ones that are paying there and find out what they're paying. So you get an idea of whether they're willing to pay for those words or not. See if there's any competition. So the next step you want to do is you want to find out what people are saying about the competitors. You want to find out what people are saying about the products. You want to find out what people are saying about the problems or the need that they have. So there's a neat tool we use called Google Groups. So you can find that by going to google.com, their homepage, and just look on there. There's a link. This is Google Groups. Now you do a search for the problem. Okay, so maybe your keyword phrase, you do a search for that, and you're going to learn about what people are asking, what types of things that they're asking about those problems, what concerns they have about it. Then, with the competition research you've done, type in your competitors' names into the Google groups. Find out if they like the competitors, what they've said about them, what's good, what's bad, what they were looking for. Because the groups is kind of like a forum. People can sign up for this group, and it's like a testimonial place, okay? People are talking about things. Then, you also want to type in the names of the products, which is the solution. Start taking a look at what people think of those types of products and what they're saying about them. That way, you'll be able to be really prepared when it comes to writing your sales copy and driving traffic to your website, which is next what we get to. So the next step is, once you're able to write your copy and get your copy all up, you're going to know what to write in that copy, because we're going to be able to buy traffic, we're going to be able to rank for search engines. So let's talk about that. What have you learned at this point? So I'm going to sum this up for you. And what you've learned by the research we've done is, you found a large list of keyword phrases that mean the same thing. You now know if there's demand, okay? If there's a large group of key phrases that mean the same thing, and you now have they're highly searched for, you have demand, okay? So you now have a large list of key phrases that you could buy traffic for that are 100% focused. So imagine, large list of keyword phrases. They all mean the same thing. If you purchased all those key phrases and they are niche, so not very many people are bidding on them, that means that they're not very expensive. They're very inexpensive. So if you bought that list of key phrases and it drove traffic to your page and your headline related to every single one of the key phrases that they searched for, now you can get some stickiness. You can get them to read your copy because it's really focused, right? So you can gauge your sales copy on the real issue that they have, okay? That way it's really focused on what they're looking for. You know exactly what key phrases you can rank for in search engines with low competition. So from the research that you learned from Word Tracker, you now know exactly which key phrases you're going to rank for without having to do a lot of work. And I tell you, if you go for the word weight loss, you're not going to rank. It'll take you 3 or 4 years of steady focus on trying to rank before you will. So don't go for the topics. You want to start focusing on the niches. That's what's really going to help you make the money, okay? Now, the second thing that you learn is all about competition. You looked at the competition, now you know what they're offering. You also know the prices. You also know what the people are paying for traffic. So it's a very important information. You looked at what people are saying in Google groups, which means you now know what people like, what they dislike about the competition. You also know if there are any solutions and whether they would pay for it or how much they would pay for it. You also know what to say to your niche market, because you can talk about your competitors, what they have, what they don't have. You just know a lot. From doing this research, you're going to have a lot of great information that will prepare you for writing sales copy, or even prepare you to find a product or service or develop a product or service that results to that niche, so you can solve that problem and be there for you. Yeah. It's just like capitalizing. You're capitalizing on something. The object is to find a large group of people that are looking for information and not finding results, and supplying that result. But you want to be able to do all of your homework.
That's the secret to success on the online business world today.
Yeah, it definitely is. I mean, I put a lot of focus on this because I know that when I do my market research properly and I write a piece of sales copy, if it's covered everything, I know that it just wipes out the competitors. I know that it's better written. I know that it covers what the people are looking for. And I'd rather give people what they want rather than try and tell them what they want. You know,
that's the hard way to do it.
Yeah. In real business, you know, if you're a big corporation, you don't create markets. You give to what the market wants.
That's right.
So that's what you have to do on the internet. And if you can master this little art, you know, you're halfway there. You have to be able to do this market research properly in order to focus your sales copy, in order to know what to rank for, what to target in the search engines, in order to know what to write your articles on, because it's focused, you know?
That's right.
And you'll be able to really capitalize on the market. Now, I find a lot of people, just with reading this information or even telling, I could tell you this stuff or have you read a book step by step, and some of you get lost along the way. You'll have questions that you don't have the answer. It's always nice to have somebody there with you that's going to walk you through this and push you to make sure that you're actually getting it all done before moving to the next step. And I would say that's probably a critical point in most people's success.
Absolutely. You need to build a team and you need to have support. And this is a huge, huge learning curve.
Yeah.
It's taken a lot of people. I mean, we're not telling you something that we just sort of figured out and it's theory. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of people who are successful on the internet because they spent time deciding on a really good niche, and they went after that niche.
Exactly.
And that's a real, real key. And you can spend the next, 6 months reading all the word tracker tutorials and trying to figure this out and trying to figure that out, or you can do the shortcut, which was to go to galaxyinteractive.net and sign up. We'll give you a free consultation, figure out where you're at, what you want to do, and then help you with this stage, because it's a critical stage if you want to have a successful business on the internet. It's a critical stage if you want to have a successful business.
Yeah.
Period. We did a study, and we went around and said, okay, of the good marketing companies in our area, we went to them and we said, look, we've got this widget we want to sell. How much would it cost for you to tell us whether or not this is a good idea or not?
Yeah.
They said $10,000. I said, okay, well, what would I get? You would get a yes or a no. You mean you wouldn't tell me why it was a good idea or why it was a bad idea or no? Well, what if it was a bad idea and I said, well, okay, I've got this other widget. That's another $10,000.
Exactly.
What we're going to do is we're going to take the curtain back. We're going to show you the Wizard of Oz. We're going to say, this is how you do your market research if you want to be successful. And you're going to know how to do it yourself in the future. And that is a huge, huge value. So
yeah.
This particular podcast is a $10,000 podcast.
Make sure you keep
it and listen to it a few times.
We did some research and finding out what some people mean. There's information that's out there. I mean, you were just given a gift today by me walking you through the process of how to do the research to find a niche market. Now, some of you are going to get it right away. Some of you are going to have some questions. So I encourage you to ask questions in our podcast. Like, there's a place where you can actually leave comments and
that's
stuff
right.
like that. So leave a comment, ask a question, and then we'll follow up with this podcast later if you leave a question. One of the other things, though, that we've learned from this is the more, even if you read this information, if somebody told you this information, we ask ourselves, why do people choose consulting? In other words, or having a coach, somebody that's going to walk them through the process, and some people don't. And why are people that don't, even though they get all the information, some of them are not near as successful as the ones that take the consulting? And the difference is knowing when to go to that next step. There's two stages to market research, and you don't want to enter the next step until you've completed the first. And sometimes people, they don't know, and they're so excited about their business, they're jumping into the next one. Now, and I get other people that are halfway through their market research, and they're starting to talk to me about how to rank on search engines. Well, heck with that. You haven't even got a niche market yet. You don't have a product that's viable. Why are you focused on this area until you've mastered this? So this is a step-by-step process, and that's 99% of the people that we work with by coaching them and teaching them and training them. It's because, they had someone to talk to that wouldn't let them go to the next step until they mastered the first. And once you've mastered it, you don't need us anymore, because you could do this with 100 different businesses and create multiple streams of income.
Exactly.
So if you'd like to know more about how to consult with Scott Patton, the Dean of Blogonomics and Podology, or with myself, Ryan Atkinson, the hottest new speaker in internet marketing, go to galaxyinteractive.net, and there'll be an opt-in form there that you can ask for a free consultation to speak with either one of us. You'll get a personal call from us, and we'd love to help you take your business to the next level. Make sure you subscribe to our podcast, because the next one coming up is all about how to write sales copy. So it's going to be an exciting one, and if you have any comments, please leave comments. We encourage that. This is Ryan Atkinson signing off.
Goodbye.